This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk with an update on Captain Kurt Boettger, one of our first guests at Salesport Talk in 2019. At the time, he was the captain of the BAP Union, which is a Peruvian naval tall ship that belongs to the Peruvian Navy. This interview was done when he was coming into San Francisco for the first time with this beautiful four-masted tall ship. He is now a rear admiral in the Peruvian Navy.
Yes, good morning, Karen. As you said, I'm the captain of BAP Union, and BAP stands for Peruvian Navy Ship. It's Peru's tall ship, and it's a training ship for the Peruvian Naval Academy. Yes, it's a four-masted bark, so it's 115 meters in length. It has a sail area of 3,400 square meters. In 34 sails. It has two parallel but complementary missions. We train our future officers in the arts of seafaring. We have 113 cadets, plus the regular crew, officers, guests. We are right now in a total of 250 people on board.
That's quite a sizable adventure.
It is.
Where are these cadets going to go after they leave here?
The Naval Academy gives them also, besides their commissioning, they have to finish their degree. It's like a university degree. So it's a five-year career. The cruise is considered an academic term, so they have credits to finish while on board. Besides doing their maneuvers and standing watches, etc., some of them will choose probably naval aviation. Others will go to the Marines. Others will go even to the Coast Guard. Different options, an array of career path that the Navy has. Part of the mission of the ship is to visit and carry a goodwill message across the globe. I say that visibility that a tall ship gives is a great way of transmitting to people of the places we visit what Peru is. We are very proud of our ship. We are very proud of what we can offer, and we want to share it. And we want as many people to visit us as possible. So we look forward to visit every possible country.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you and your ship and all of the people who've traveled with you on this voyage here in San Francisco.
Welcome back to the show, Dominic Jimenez. You hear the music, you see the time, and it is time for Salesport Talk and SalesportTalk.com, working to get Patty Mangan. But I am joined at the moment by Karen Lyle. Karen, how are you doing today?
I am doing just fantastic, Dominic, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I get to talk to you behind the scenes there in the studio every week, and every once in a while you get to come out and tell us about what's on your mind, which I enjoy.
Very true. And you know what, Karen? I'm looking at the sheet, and we're talking a little about Vita in Peru and the Piquia opening day on the SF Bay. I'm going to toss this over to you, and I'm going to try to find Patty and get her on with you. So, Karen, take it away.
Certainly. So, actually, I was remembering the tall ship, the naval tall ship that was about 375 feet long that came in under the San Francisco Bay in May of 2019. And this was incredible because this tall ship, there were on the yardarms, which are the where the sails drop down, people can actually stand on them. They, in the old school style, the sailors go up on those yardarms and they lash the sails when they're putting them up and release them when they're putting them down. And this has four masts. And under the San Francisco Bay Bridge, there were 75 cadets standing on the yardarms as the tall ship came through the San Francisco underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. on the San Francisco Bay, and it was just pretty incredible to have that sight. And also, it was the first time that this particular ship, which was made about 5 years previous to the time it came here to San Francisco, had come to the San Francisco Bay area. And the way it works is there are these naval tall ships that some of them are very old and some of them are new, like this particular one, that are diplomatic vessels that go out on these diplomatic voyages visiting different countries and cities and establishing, well, keeping alive the diplomatic relationships with countries. But they're also owned by the navies of the different countries. And these particular boats are, when you step aboard, you're stepping aboard the country. It's like going into the embassy. So you're actually there inside the country when you're on their boat, and it belongs to the Navy. They oftentimes have training programs for the cadets who are serving on board, and for the BAP Union, Captain Kurt Boatgar was the captain that I was introduced to. This was very new in the show of Sailsport Talk, and it began a relationship and a friendship that we've had since then. He's now a rear admiral in the Peruvian Navy, located, I guess he's stationed in Peru at this time. But basically, these cadets are in the university, and so they're learning and studying in school as they're traveling on this tall ship around the world. And they have an opportunity to learn not only about different cultures, but about the seafaring life of the olden days, because this is like a tall ship that, you know, is you know, run just by sail. They usually do have motors these days because they go into marinas and have those requirements for maneuvering into and amongst all of the other vessels in the San Francisco Bay and other ports that they go to. But, you know, it's just really quite an incredible experience to be able to have this, you know, to meet the captain and the ambassadors and the naval attachés from the different tall ships. In fact, I was just having a conversation with Allison Healy, who is the Commodore for the International Yachting Fellowship of Rotarians. And she has, she met her now husband, Luis Martinez, who was on the naval tall ship, which was for the country of Mexico. And she was a diplomat here on behalf of a nonprofit organization welcoming tall ships that are coming from different countries to the San Francisco Bay area. And she went on a particular trip and voyage, this was several years ago, and she had an opportunity to meet one of the people who was serving on that. And later, you know, they became married and they live now here in Sausalito in the San Francisco Bay area.
Hey, Karen, but I'm going to step in for 1 second. Just, you're listening to Sailsport Talk on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. I'm joined by Karen Lyle. You've been listening to him. Also now joined by Patty Mangan. So, Karen, please continue.
Oh, hi, Patty. How are you doing?
I'm great. I don't know. Sorry about the phone. How you doing, Karen?
No, we've been just talking, actually, about the BAP Union tall ship from Peru that came up to San Francisco in 2019. And as you know, we kept that friendship alive and connected with them during the pandemic and with Captain Kurt Boatgar when he became Rear Admiral Kurt Boatgar of the Peruvian Navy. But speaking of Peru, and you didn't know I was going to ask you this question, you are associated with an organization called VITA. Can you just tell us for a moment about what that organization is? Because I wanted to, you know, tie into the Peruvian conversation I was having while we were waiting for you to come onto the show.
Sure. VITA USA is over in Berkeley. And what we do is, I'm on the board there, we collect medical supplies from all of the hospitals in the Bay Area and Northern California. This is, they'll let us know that they have materials, they'll have equipment that needs to be picked up. We have a large truck and then we go around, pick those up. That comes back to the warehouse, gets sorted, and then, it's sent off in shipping containers, large shipping containers, and packed off to, one of our major ports, of course, is Lima, And then from there, if it gets container gets to Lima, it goes to our Vida Peru warehouse, where then it is disseminated throughout 96 different micro clinics in the country. But we serve the west coast of Central America and South America, where we have relationships with other nonprofits that accept the containers and then make sure that the materials get out to the hospitals in need. So in a given year, we will ship anywhere from 75 to 90 shipping containers of basically donated medical supplies.
Well, and it's a marvelous effort. I wanted to share that with our listeners, just because there are many who are concerned about South America and about the mission that Vida has. You know, you are also a past commodore of the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association, and during the pandemic, when we were in the lockdown, that was in 2021, February 18th, you had the opportunity to speak on behalf of PICYA for a special postal cancellation in celebration of the Peruvian bicentennial, at which the then Consul General of Peru, Hernando Torres Fernandez, was a speaker, and then also arranged to have 50 sailboats and powerboats sailing around Treasure Island. And recently, the PICY had their opening day on the bay, and your boat, the one that you're on, won an award. Can you tell us about that award and what opening day was like?
Absolutely. So opening day is a ritual, like all of the other sports have rituals. We have been celebrating, as far as I know, back to about 1886. The opening of, it was up in the San Rafael Canal area originally, where there was a drawbridge and it would get lifted and all the boats could come out. But now it's a bay area wide, and there's an organized parade with typically 100 boats in it, and there's always a different theme. And this year's theme was Broadway on the Bay. So the themes help the yacht clubs mostly enter the parade in a decorated fashion. So, and because Broadway on the Bay is such a nice broad theme.
very broad.
You get all kinds of wonderful entries. We've been, I'm a member over at South Beach Yacht Club in San Francisco next to Oracle Ballpark. And our committee boat, Annabelle, is a 34-foot trawler, and we get her decorated up every year. And so our beloved Wendy Hanrahan came up with the chorus line and organized that everyone had glittery jackets on, silver glittery jackets, top hats, organized a little choreographed routine on top deck, which is not easy to do. It is not easy to dance while a boat is moving.
That's true. What were the wave heights when you were trying to do that?
The wind and the waves were just thrashing this year. It was a workout, just hanging out, getting the boats all lined up. You have to wait a while. You have to wait for your turn. And everybody parades by a big, the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right, the Commodores. Mm-hmm.
200 people are on that boat, and they're all watching the parade, as well as everybody on the waterline. And as we went by, we, you know, did the whole routine and sang out the song as loud as we could. And, we won best overall for the entire event. And and we're used to placing first, second, or third, but this is a big win overall, best entry.
Well, I think all the sailors aboard the the Commodore series. I guess the Commodore is the company that owns the committee boat, if I recall correctly. We're looking at you and thinking, oh my gosh, they're standing upright in those waves. did you get your kick going? Did you kick on either side and get that little chorus line kick?
It was all arm movements because of you just cannot in a nice calm day. You know, it takes a lot of your leg muscles to balance on top of a, you know, on a second deck of a boat that is moving through the water. So it was real choppy, real windy, and we actually abandoned the big red curtain that had been set up behind us for that Nashville effect, and just abandoned it. The wind was just shredding things. So it was interlocked arms, one arm interlocked, and then the other one with a hat, and then it was a really great routine with the hat going up and out and down.
Oh, I love it, Patty. And you know, it's such. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you about that. And come back again to the Pacific Interclubnautic Association's opening day on the Bay. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk, and so happy to have all of you listeners with us every week, listening on Tuesdays, wherever you are in the world, on the American Forces Network, on TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio, 700 radio stations around the world. It's great to have you. Thank you so much.
Karen is coming from my job, wrapping it flawlessly, heading to break there. Sailsport Talk. Karen and Patty, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Dominic. Bye.